So I'm a firm believer that the better a morning show is off-air, then it spills over onto the air. And so we had an off-air moment here as we were between the news and the sports. What was going on, Hillary?
I terrified Caleb. Okay, so I'm trying. Okay, we all know, like, we cut out sugar. But, like, I'm really, really, really working hard to make really healthy choices and all this other stuff. And so in an effort to do that, I'm trying something different with my coffee. And
what this is coming on the heels of a day in which she did not have creamer for her coffee.
I didn't have creamer.
So what did you put in?
We heard about it multiple times.
I had bitter bean water yesterday. Today I put in this non-dairy, sugar-free, dairy-free creamer.
Which sounds sort of like water.
It's not doing it for me. And I just looked at Caleb and I said, I may have to give up coffee. And he had a look of fear in his eyes.
Abject terror?
Yes. And he's like, I don't
it's
know
funny
that that's
because
a good idea.
There are. Right, exactly.
But I'm dedicated enough to this healthy plan that I'm doing that if I have to do that, I'm willing to make that sacrifice.
But your straight up creamer, why is that a violation?
Well, because it's dairy. I'm trying to get away from a lot of dairy stuff.
Gotcha.
Caleb, you still look terrified. I can replace it with black tea. I have some lovely tea.
It's funny. You know, like the armor bearer of Jonathan. It's like, I am with you heart and soul when they went up and attacked the Philistines and God brought
and
about a great victory.
Died.
I just don't know. Like,
hey, that armor bearer, if I remember correctly, fell on his sword alongside Jonathan.
Wow, that was sauce.
What, I thought Jonathan's did as well.
It could be.
So
is that what we're figuratively doing if you give up coffee?
Well, living to 80 itself is quite an accomplishment, but being married for 80 years, I mean, that's almost unheard of.
Incredible.
But it turns out, and thanks to Caleb's brother, Josh Swenson, for this story, that day, Austin, Texas couple has been declared the oldest living married couple in the world by the Guinness World Records.
Really?
Yes, John and Charlotte Henderson met as students at the University of Texas way back in the day, and they both say they never would have imagined they'd be a world record holding couple. December 15th, they'll celebrate 80 years of wedded bliss. Yes, John is 106 and Charlotte is 105. I mean, it's not even like
Seriously?
They got married at 20, you know, really. I mean,
wow.
It was into their mid-20s.
Yeah, which back then was,
I mean, and my grandparents, I mean, my grandma literally married my grandpa, I think it was one or two days after graduating high school, I think she said, my grandma in Iowa. I mean, so wow, 80 That's, years and not wow. getting married to him. Congratulations on the longevity of the marriage and just
and
in general the longevity.
Still
wow.
Still alive. That's, wow. I mean, my husband and I combined come to 90. So, I mean, that ain't bad.
Yeah, they added up and it's 211 years old.
Ooh.
That's interesting.
Wow.
How about this? They were married during the Great Depression. They remember spending just $7 in their hotel room during their honeymoon.
Huh.
Yeah.
And that was probably a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know my grandma told me during the Depression, I just think this is neat, sidebar, you know, for a bridal shower, because everything was rationed and all of that with the food stamps for flours and sugars. So what they would do instead is they would take and everyone would pitch in and buy a thing of flour, and they would like fold a bath towel and roll it around to look like the bottom interior of a cake, and then a thing of sugar.
Really?
And they would do the hand towel around that to make it look like the middle tier, and then like a smaller thing of salt on top with the washcloth, and they would make like a kind of a, if you will, virtual cake out of a set of towels, and then the bride-to-be would get the ingredients, that flour, sugar, and salt, because it was such a precious commodity that was part of her. Isn't that so amazing?
Man.
I love that.
Hey, real quick, is the wedding advice. How do you stay married 80 years?
Yeah.
John says, take every day in stride, try to make tomorrow a better day than today.
Oh.
Be grateful for what you're given and make the best of it. Charlotte agrees, saying, be thoughtful and take care of each other, love each other, and stay that way.
Aw.
Well, it comes from the oldest married couple alive today. So
amazing.
Take that to the bank.
It is World Kindness Day today. And also, I think, Hillary, people tying in this day in terms of wear a cardigan, Mr.
Yes,
Rogers.
And it's Mr. Roger Wear a Cardigan Day. And so I mean, it's the girled up version, but I absolutely did that today. I love Mr. Rogers.
Kindness
and
Mr.
Kindness
Rogers just coalesce so well.
They really do. I strive to be more like Mr. Rogers.
We're all eagerly anticipating the Tom Hanks movie. And so we've got some ideas for you in terms of random acts of kindness you might want to participate in, not only today, but going forward.
Yes.
All right.
So you might want to tweet or Facebook message a genuine compliment to three people today.
Yeah. While you're out, compliment a parent on how well-behaved their child is. You know, as a parent, that's made my day, my
week,
my
month, my
parenthood.
You probably feel like strangers are judging the actions of your child in public. Here's one. Bring donuts, or if you're doing November, a healthy treat, like maybe some cut up fruit or something like that, to work today.
Hey, guys, I brought carrots and broccoli and cauliflower with some ranch dip. How about that? I didn't.
Did you? I was so excited for a second.
That actually sounded really good.
I'll work on it. Sorry.
So excited.
How about this? Next time you're tempted to unleash a angry internet response, pull back and go encourage someone.
That's an act of kindness.
I did that yesterday. I had it all hammered out, right? And then I deleted the whole thing. Wow. See, it's all good. Cook a meal or do a load of laundry for a friend who just had a baby or for someone that's just going through a difficult time.
Random acts of kindness on this Kindness and Cardigan Day with Mr. Rogers. Put your phone away. Mm. Whoa, that's a little too much conviction for me.
Exactly. Leave a good server the biggest tip you can afford. Mm.
Yes. Compliment someone to their boss. Awesome.
How about this one? Email or write good old-fashioned snail mail an old teacher. Email or write an old teacher and tell them they made a difference in your life. Wow. Make their day, huh?
How about, you know, we're moving into party season here with the holidays. Talk to the shy person who's sitting by themselves at a party.
Sure.
Love that.
How about forgive somebody and never bring up the issue again?
Yes.
That's great. Maybe let the person behind you at the supermarket check out with one or two items. Let them go ahead of you. I've had that happen to me multiple times when I'm just holding stuff because I forgot the quarter and didn't get the card or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's just a great moment.
Yeah, don't you feel good
connection.
When you say to somebody at Aldi, do you want my card?
And they're
like, yeah, it's like,
I love that. So, hey, bring some fun office supplies to work just to liven up the workday. I have fun paper clips. I'll share them.
I love paper clips.
I know, me too.
Give somebody a hug.
Aww.
And maybe one more here on this World Kindness Day, random acts of kindness. There are so many. Call your grandparents. Call your grandparents.
Yep.
Give them a call. Let them know how much they mean to you. World Kindness Day, Cardigan Day. Wear your cardigan. Be kind. Yeah, like Mr. Rogers, but ultimately, who are we trying to be kind? Like Jesus, right? The kindness of God leads us toward repentance. Scripture says, may we follow hard after Jesus Christ today.
World Kindness Day today, and it has me looking at all of the kind and wonderful things that people are doing out there, including this. I thought this was so innovative, and I love it. This is out of Iowa. The Iowa Valley Junior Senior High School in Marengo, Principal Janet Behrens started a No Phone New Friends Fridays tradition. So
one of the things Caleb had mentioned in Kindness Day was put your phone away.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And so here's what it is. Now, Caleb, you were actually the one that kind of turned me on to this. This is so cool. So students aren't allowed to have phones on Fridays in the cafeteria. They get a colored card when they walk into the cafeteria that tells them which table to take a seat at. The tables all have conversation starters.
Huh.
So instead of just sitting, you know, and we're all guilty of this.
Well, yeah, a tech detox is something that I'm sure we could all use, whether we're in junior, senior high or 30, 40, 50 or beyond.
And, you know, it's so easy just to fall into that friend group thing. I love this. So the students are enjoying it. The principal is saying, I think it's fun. I like doing it. Or actually, that's a freshman saying, I think it's fun. I like doing it. Every little thing helps in this day and age when all of the things that you have going on, all of the pressures that they have in social media, it's nice to see them take a break from that, is what the principal says. I love that. One student says, when it first started, I didn't want to do it at all. And the all-school assembly on the first day of school, there was a little bit of like, no way, she's not really going to do that. Well, she did it. And
sometimes you have to make those decisions as parents, as administration. All right, I have an almost two-year-old daughter who does not enjoy having her diaper changed and would rather run around without it being changed, but it's best for her. And what I love about this, too, is not only the conversation cards, but also saying, hey, we're going to send you different directions. You don't just go with your friend group. It's like sans phones, but we're still going to be the same little click. No, we're going to have you interact. I sometimes think maybe church could learn a little something from that, too, because I'm totally guilty. I'm a creature of habit.
And
I sit in the same section every single Sunday.
Right.
And it's one of those things where I have to go outside my comfort zone and say, you know what? Maybe I could talk to someone on the other side of the aisle, literally and figuratively.
Oh.
Right? There are so many things that can
reach across the aisle, build bridges. Sorry, that's a different tangent. My bad.
There you go. I think it's a great idea. I think the phone thing, I mean, and I feel guilty, you know, is the idea of at home, I could be like, boy, my kids are on their phone or they're watching, but how much am I on my phone?
I know.
Or even if you're picking up a pizza, you've ordered it for carryout, and everybody there is looking at their phone. Like, what did we used to do? Like, maybe
right.
you talk to the person.
I noticed that when my kids were, like, in swimming lessons and stuff. You know, people used to chat on the bleachers and not anymore.
What we need to do is throw out on the Wake Up Show Facebook page a dinner time discussion topic. And we'll throw out one thing. And you can tell
there
us what your kids or spouse say. And we can tell you what ours say as well.
There you go.
There you go.
Let's try it. Hey, speaking of kindness, let's go a little way back again with Super Chick from their project Last One Picked. This is called Hero. It's not hard to be a hero. You follow after Jesus Christ. Do what he did. Be kind today. Will you take a risk and do what's right?
Well, it's a historical day in the country. I mean, like it or not, impeachment hearings are going on. They're going to be starting.
Yes.
I don't think I think they're running just a tad behind there in D.C. But one of the big questions today, and even raising this, is will the Trump impeachment hearings be must-see TV? And there's a Chicago Tribune story that basically says the degree to which they'll be impactful in the 2020 election will be the degree to which people watch them. So, again, you've got different track records. This is only the third time in our history we've had televised impeachment hearings. I mean, of course, Andrew Johnson back in the 1860s, that didn't quite hit the airwaves.
That didn't hit the airwaves.
But you've got... You know, certainly Nixon in the 70s and his popularity dropped significantly from like in the 60s down to 25% approval rating. And President Clinton in the late 90s, actually, his popularity went up through all of it. And actually, yeah, the Democrats scored surprise victories in the midterms in 98.
You know what I thought was interesting? I was just listening to a while back. I was listening to another thing about the history of impeachments, and it was talking about the Clinton impeachment, and it was. And this reporter even said, "But you know, that was a personal issue, and was that even an impeachable?" And I thought, "No, it wasn't. He lied under oath. Bill Clinton was not impeached because of his scandalous affairs. Bill Clinton was impeached because he bold-faced lied under oath, and yet his popularity soared."
I wasn't really looking to get us as political as we just went there. But sometimes you get a sandwich and things happen, too, that just kind of spill out all over and you weren't intending.
Okay,
my
bad.
I was trying to keep it more in the fairway.
Do they have play-by-play for these types of hearings? What channel is it on?
Well,
is it going up against anything?
Right here.
Yeah, it'll be on a number of, obviously, the news channels, Fox and MSNBC and CNN today for sure. But the thinking is, I mean, unemployment is low. The economy seems to be doing well. And so this Tribune article raises the question, like, businesses aren't going to be saying, hey, let's have impeachment watch parties because, by and large,
business is good.
Pretty happy. If anything, what's going on today in Eau Claire is... We've got a shortage of workers. There's more jobs than there are workers in Wisconsin and other places.
Well, and there is some bipartisan legislation, I believe, that was just passed in the Senate, specifically for healthcare workers, nursing assistants. Representative Petrick was very, very on board with that. I know that he's very happy that this passed. So, I mean, we do have bipartisan leadership kind of forging the way to attract good workers to the state of Wisconsin and get us the people we need for our worker shortage.
So the impeachment hearings is a must-see for you. I guess the ratings will tell.
You guys know
me. Out.
If there's anything
Sports.
Else on, I'll probably... Well, no. I discovered a free trial of Disney Plus, and they have the Apple Dumpling Gang on there and Pollyanna and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, so I would rather watch Ned singing about a whale.
And that's okay.
That's what we want to know on our listener line this morning. The Apple Dumpling Gang or the impeachment hearings? Let us know. 316-1670.
One more. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.